Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
Josh is calling from Long Island. What's up, Josh?
Been a Jets fan for over 30 years, and I have to come on the air and say I'm hanging them up. I'm trading in my green and white. Yep. I'm going to go Bills, man. I've been a Bills fan. I've supported them.
Josh,
and listen, every year, I listen to you guys forever. Okay. Every year we do this. They suck. Every year.
I mean, think about you. The day that the Jets crack through, and with your luck, it's going to coincide when the Bills suck. So, I mean, come on, man. There's no way. I don't believe you. There's no way you are not tapping out. You're not. No, you're not.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. I said this to I'm going to say what I told you to my family, and I came out. I was like, this is a big decision. I'm doing it. And here's why. If the Jets were to even win a championship in a year or two or three or four or five, I don't know that it would undo the 30-plus years of absolute misery.
I get it, dude.
I just don't think it would undo it.
And that is a bad way to look at it, because think about that hypothetical. Even if the Jets were to win a championship in the next three, like, come on, dude.
In the next couple of years.
Like, why would we ever think that that's realistic? And even if they did, would it undo? I think it would for a lot of fans. Just one would undo
I mean, put it this way, I'd like to be able to make the judgment myself and not have to guess what it would feel like.
You think you'll ever see one in your life?
I mean, honestly, I don't really expect one.
But if I asked you, exactly, 20 years ago, you'd be like,
Of course. Well, time is more on your side at that point. Time's ticking, dude. I mean, it's eventually you got to calculate the odds. The odds change a little bit. They'll crack through.
Yeah.
Unkillable.
There you go. Regenerate. Took you a few seconds. BT and Sal's Player to Watch is sponsored by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo, and by New York OASAS. Don't know, don't judge, turn the page on stigma. Learn more at oasas.ny.gov. For me, BT, I'm going to Sunday Night Football. And I'm going with the guy who people have left for dead and buried. They're ripping him because of his popular podcast and his immensely popular fiance. Travis Kelce is going to have a monster game Sunday night against the Giants defense that has not been very good at all. I think the Chiefs are sick and tired of losing. They're even more sick and tired of hearing about it. And there is something they could do about it come Sunday against the Giants. Give me Travis Kelce as my player to watch.
Going with Kelce. All right, I'm going to go to a quarterback here who, you know, let's face it. I mean, at what point is do we start turning the page on what Trevor Lawrence is going to be or who he is? Trevor Lawrence has just not played the way he was supposed to play since he got drafted first overall. He's got 4 touchdowns, 3 picks so far this year. You know, you're at home against a Texans team that is 0-2, so a little bit of a surprise at 0-2. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence, he had a situation last week. He waved off his head coach. He's just, you know, he's not bad enough to completely label the bus, but he's nowhere near good enough to say that he's absolutely the guy. He's just in a weird space. So, for me, it's Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, waving off his head coach like that.
See that?
I mean, come on, dude. That's just so disrespectful.
And I didn't think he was like that. I thought he was, like, almost too... I didn't know if he had enough bite in him, like enough dog. Like, I was surprised that he did that. So, not only are you not playing that well, but you're not even on the same page. It's just not a good look.
And, like, imagine him waving off Urban Meyer. Like, I know Urban had his own issues, but you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dude. Or any, you know, popular coach that has had experience. He's doing it with a first-time guy, so maybe he feels like he'd get away with it.
Yeah.
To me, that's a problem with the structure of the NFL. All right, let's finish up on the phones, 888-808-1019. Jerry is calling from Chester, New York. What's up, Jerry?
Yeah, guys, I have a big fantasy football dilemma. I have both quarterbacks, Mayfield and Mahomes, going against the Giants and the Jets, and I am torn on who to pick. Because I'm a Giants fan, and my luck, I'll start Mahomes, and then the Giants will find their defense and, like, sack him, like, seven times.
Well,
so I'm, like,
Jerry,
worried about that. And then I'm worried the Jets' defense will step up and make Baker Mayfield stay miserable.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that as much. I would take Baker. The Jets' defense does not look good so far.
Yeah, Worthy coming back, though. Here's what I would do, though, Jerry. You said you're a Giants fan, right?
Yeah.
So this should be an easy one. Like, you don't want to start, even though I know it's like you're putting your fandom before trying to win the game, potentially.
Yeah.
I would not want to, and thank you for the call, I would not want to start the guy that's playing my team if I had a choice.
Yeah, not at this point in the season. No, that's way too early. You can't start playing those games. You're going to drive yourself crazy.
And you could just make the argument that Baker has more weapons to work with, whatever. Now, I happen to think, if you're asking me which one I think will have a better...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Fantasy day,
mm-hmm.
I would say Mahomes. But is it good enough to overcome dealing with against your own team?
Yeah. So, all right, big picture here. Jets, Bucks, low scoring? I think we both think the Giants, KC, will be a little low scoring.
Yeah, I think the Jets are going to win the game, and I don't think they can win a high scoring game. So, yeah, I would
2017,
say
low 20s. Low 20s.
At best.
Yeah. I mean, that offensive line for the Bucs is a big issue, man. Yeah.
And they do have weapons all over the place. They could run it. They could throw it short. But I do think the Jets defense at some point is going to, you know, bring it up here.
Are we sure about this? I mean, Mike, I just saw this that Jermaine Johnson's out. He's not going to play. I saw that a little bit ago.
Well,
more
McDonald's
snaps for Clemens.
Yeah.
I don't know. They haven't stopped the run yet so far.
I do believe in the Jets defense being able to turn it around a little bit. I don't think they're just going to be a brutal unit all year long.
No, I don't think so either. I think that this is going to sound crazy. The limitations of the Chiefs offense to me, and plus the Giants defensive, in theory, strengths, like they're good players. I don't think the Kansas City's going nuts this weekend. I just don't.
Yeah, but I could see Mahomes putting up a lot of points. If I like Kelce and Worthy potentially coming back.
Yeah, you like Kelce.
I think Pacheco can run the football on the Giants defense. That's going to be the biggest key to the game. Everybody's focused on Mahomes or Kelce or Worthy potentially. Pacheco could run the football down their throats, and then the Giants are going to be screwed. That's a team that has not proven to be able to run the football. You know, with the Jets, the other part of it to me, BT, not so much the defense. Well, this is not the Bills. Like, everybody's overreacting to each week. Like, last week, it's reacting to the Giants game. They also played the crappy Cowboys, or at least who I think are crappy. The Jets played the Bills, who are one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league. The Bucs are good. They're not that. I think they're going to be able to have their way with them as far as running the football behind a great offensive line, which, by the way, I got a big tip. The offensive line was at rails last night.
No, are you serious?
Jets offensive line. The entirety of the offensive line.
Got a little chemistry.
You know, building chemistry.
There you go.
Getting fat on that good rails food
out
there.
That's good food over there. Yeah, Frankie, hook them up?
I don't know if you hooked them up, but I know that they were there.
All right, so hold on. So the Jets, I would feel better about that. And I know what you mean about the Bills. Bills are really good. But I would feel better about the Jets if they didn't play so poorly, dude.
All right.
Well, I mean, think about if they
got away from them.
I don't even know if it got away from them. It never started in their control from the first position, three and out, and then you had the bad throw by Fields, then eventually you had a Fields fumble.
Yeah.
Then you had the Clemens penalty. They couldn't stop the run. They just look bad from the outset.
And they can't play from
behind. They didn't look ready, the Jets, last week.
Stop the run, run the football. But that, to me, in this particular game, is going to be imperative.
I agree. But did you think the Jets looked ready to play football last week? I didn't think they were even ready to play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We get into that conversation. Ready to play. So what is that? You don't think that they were physically ready to perform?
I know it's a slippery slope. I mean, listen, you could be fully ready. You could have three amazing practices. You could be locked into film and you fumble the first possession. Is that necessarily indicative? Right. I know what you mean. It doesn't mean that you weren't ready to play, but when you don't recover after not being ready to play, then I could at least say that your mettle or your toughness or your ability to push through wasn't there. And that's worrisome anyway you cut it.
I would just look at that game. And again, I could be wrong, but my opinion of that game is that I just think that they got outclassed by the far better team. I don't think that's going to be the case this weekend in Tampa. Hirsch is calling from Valley Stream. What's up, Hirsch?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Hirsch.
Listen, I have to say, and I'm not a blow-smoke kind of guy, but you guys are clicking on all cylinders. Not only is it the best show on the station right now, but it's the best station since Mike and Chris have been together. I think you guys are doing fantastic.
Well, we appreciate that very much. Thanks, Hirsch. Thank you.
Yeah. So, BT, you're going to love this because we're about the same age and we root for the same team. Mm-hmm. 1992, Camden Yards opened up. I went there for my 21st birthday with my best friends. Danny Tarnable had 9 RBIs on a Sunday night game. You might remember that.
I remember that game. I haven't been back. I remember. Keep going.
Yeah, so I haven't been back to Camden Yards since then. I'm on the Jersey Turnpike with my 15-year-old son, Maxwell. We're heading down for a weekend of Yankee baseball against the Orioles right now.
Nice. How about mine from Judge tonight? 15-year-old boy? Hey, your dad's doing a great thing. That's awesome. So your son's never been to Camden Yards, obviously. First time, right?
We've done the tweet. He's obviously been to Yankee Stadium many times. Yeah. We've been to D.C. We've been to Philly. Never took him to Camden before,
awesome.
Though. First time.
Have a fantastic weekend. Yeah. That's
that
awesome, dude.
I got to get back there.
That's beautiful yard. I haven't been there in a long time. Thank you, Hirsch. Appreciate the kind words, too.
Yeah, you got it. We're heading down now. But listen, as far as just the Jackson Dart thing, I mean, and it's not you guys so much, but I listen to all these pundits and experts talking about letting him play. You know, what he did in the preseason means literally nothing as far as I'm concerned. He didn't play against anybody. He's not playing against top-notch defenses when he's playing in the preseason. Can we just chill out with Jackson Dart? Russell Wilson's going to be fine. Let him play until he can't play anymore. But the Jackson Dart's going to be the next great thing. Let the guy learn a little bit. Let him hold the clipboard a little bit, is my opinion.
I'm with you, Hirsch, and thank you for the call. But you can't temper fans' excitement for wanting to see their future now. In, by the way, a league, this is not 1985 anymore. In a league now where rookies do come in and have immediate success.
Yeah.
So it's not unheard of to have a guy come in and have some success. For me, it was never about Russell Wilson. It was always about the plan. I would be sticking with the plan and just letting Dart sit and learn, watch and learn as long as I can before turning it over to him.
I would too. But then, and I thought that that's what the Giants were going to do. But then I don't know why he's quarterback too. Right. I mean, so it's not even what we say, it's what they're doing.
Right.
You know, they see him, they believe that he's ready.
He's getting in games, he got in the game already.
Exactly, and that's why it's QB2. To me, the issue for the job, for his growth, what I thought was going to be very tricky to thread here would be, if he was quarterback 3, then what kind of meaningful reps is he getting in practice?
Right.
So that was always the issue. But it's a fine line between getting some reps in practice and going next in line in a game if and when Russell Wilson gets hurt. They got faith.
Eli calling from the Jersey Shore. What's on your mind today, Eli?
Hey, Eli.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I'm calling really to tattletale on the guy who's coming up right after you, Evan, and I love him, but he's had this idea for a long time. I tried to get through to tell him, couldn't get through, but his idea, I'm sure, I don't know if you've heard it yet, but in regards to the Yankees playoff rotation, about holding off Max Fried, who's obviously their number one guy, instead of doing the conventional way, pitching him game one, his idea is, let me hold him off until I need him. And, yeah, if I fall down 1-0 or it's 1-1, then I'll pitch him in the game to save my season. But if they sweep, then I could save him for the ALDS game one.
Yeah, I'm not messing around with that. I don't think the Yankees had that margin for error. I have not heard Evan say that. I appreciate Evan's baseball passion and his love. I think that that's nuts. There's no way that you save somebody like Fried in the event that you get to step two. Worry about step one.
Saying you wouldn't pitch him in the wild card round?
I guess that's what... Yeah, no, meaning you would pitch him... You would save him for later in the series, in the wild card. And if you happen to win without him, then you would have him ready for game one of the DS, which is way overthinking it. Hey, Max Fried. What I think is a little more complicated is who gets the baseball after that. For a while, I was sitting there saying, I think it's going to be Cam Schlittler in the three hole, that it would be Fried, that it would be Rodon, that it would be Schlittler. It very well might be Fried, Rodon, and then Heel. And then Schlittler out of the bullpen. I don't know, but Freed's the ace. He's getting the baseball game one.
Yeah, what I can't understand is why you would call us with a point that Evan made up.
Like, I don't know.
You got to call him. I mean, we appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. But, like, you got to call Evan. He's coming up next. You could call back in 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.